News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, a new poll published today reveals that more than 4 out of 5 Irish people would support a move away from fossil fuels backed by a considered clean energy plan. Deirdre Duffy is with us. She's CEO of Friends of the Earth. But this, Deirdre, reading some of the data within the report, it seems to fit the common pattern that people are eager in principle for this kind of thing to happen as long as it doesn't impact them in the pocket or impact them negatively in any way.
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having us on. Yes, you're spot on there. What our research is showing today is really significant high numbers. As you said, 4 out of 5 people are supporting a move away from oil and gas, particularly in relation to home heating. It's showing us that people have no fixed attachment to fossil fuel boilers, oil boilers in their home, which we know, for example, in rural Ireland, often people don't have any other choice. And it's also showing us at 86% that people support a move by the government to really concentrate on making electricity cheaper, more accessible, more affordable for people. So I guess in the round, what it's telling us is that there's no public block to the government now putting everything it has behind its policy, its regulatory, its legislative intent to make electricity more cheaper than oil and gas, to get us out of the cycle that we're in at the moment, that we're really exposed to these geopolitical shocks and conflict that's happening around the world. So the people are behind this, but as you say, they need support and they need particularly financial support up front to be able to do these moves.
But to some extent, you could flip it on its head and look at the other side of it, because when you look at the breakdown, you asked them two questions where you said, should we move away when it's affordable or should we move away as quickly as possible? To the former question, as in when the electricity is cheaper, yeah, sure, I'll get it from green sources. 2/3 of people agreed with that. 16% only said, let's do this quickly. So what it actually reveals is that people will only make the shift to that which is better for the environment when it's better for their pocket.
Well, we've known for a long time that these things are linked, that there's a growing and sizable, you know, a much bigger proportion of the population now who see the real impacts of pollution and who are making the link between the storms, between the floods, between health issues and climate change and pollution. They're hearing stark headlines all the time. But Anton, I suppose we know the reality for people. You know, there's over 300,000 people in energy arrears in this country. We pay the highest electricity prices. That was just confirmed by Eurostat in May. People are really feeling the cost of living squeeze in Ireland. Even if you're on a good salary, 2 salaries in a home, you feel as though you can't afford life. So I think that's what it's telling us, is that people want to do this, but they really need government to start looking at the lived reality that they're in and not expecting people to be taking out huge loans to get renewable energy in place, but actually shifting policy to enable people, particularly people who are experiencing energy poverty, that they would come first, people in social housing, and that they would be able to move to renewable energy. Because just last year, there was research published from Pubble that said if you're in a more affluent area, you are 5 times more likely to have access to clean, homegrown, renewable energy than somebody in a less affluent area. And that's what we've got to shift. What we've also got to shift is the rising costs, for example, for people with disabilities. So we have recommendations around a cost of disability report. We're talking about really practical things like introducing a social energy tariff, really getting ahead of next winter now by thinking about disconnections, thinking about levies, thinking about how to make electricity cheaper, and primarily to ensure that next winter we don't have people on the airwaves talking about how they can't pay their electricity bills and that they're choosing between heating and eating.
Deirdre Duffy, thank you very much. Deirdre Duffy, CEO of Friends of the Earth.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.